I need to pray one more time. Father in heaven, I ask for forgiveness where I fall short in so many ways. And I thank you for that forgiveness. I also ask that your words will come out of my mouth. And if they're not your words, at least that people will hear your words. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. To say that I'm nervous would be an understatement. When I've had to do public speaking before, and I would get in front of people, I would start off with kind of a little joke because I think humor can be helpful. Public speakers often get butterflies in their stomach. I today have pterodactyls. So the topic today is forgiveness. And I'm going to read Luke 1, verse 4 again. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Also, 1 John 1, 9. We all know that verse, I'm sure. It's one that I memorized as a kid. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I think that's what grace is forgiveness. So let's talk a little bit about what forgiveness is not. I'm sure you've heard forgive and forget. Well, forgiveness is not forgiving. You can't forget. Now, memory is how we learn. Forgiveness is not condoning or excusing what somebody else has done, you know, that has not been good for us. It's not toleration. It's not tolerating behavior that is hurtful. It's also not a feeling. It's a decisive, commanded action that directs our feelings. Romans 12:18 says, if possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. So forgiveness is not necessarily reconciling. I think we'd reconcile with people as much as possible, but it might be unsafe. So in Luke 17, verses 3 and 4, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day return again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. So Luke 17, 3 and 4 says to forgive seven times in a day. That seems like a lot in one day. But in Matthew, 18:22. I don't know what I'm doing, just making all that racket. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. That's a whole lot more. I'm not going to do the math, but even if I could, I probably wouldn't be able to remember how many times I'd forgiven. So 70 times 7 is, you know, what, 490, something like that. That's a lot of times in one day. I want to read some more behind that verse. Because, but unto 70 times 7, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents. I looked up what the value of a talent was, something like $1,400. In today's range, time 10,000, according to the math that I use on my phone, that's like $14 million. That's a lot. Owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him, told to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, and saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him that debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. Took him by the throat? I mean, that's pretty severe. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he could pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because you desiredest me. Shouldest not that also have had compassion on my fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. I think it's pretty important to forgive. Very, very important. Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another if any man has a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. On the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So what forgiveness really is, it's letting go. It's an ongoing process of healing. And if God calls us to do that, we can. Some things are harder to forgive than others. But God calls us to do it, we can do it. In 2 Peter 1, verse 3, and I'm going to read more than just verse 3, but 2 Peter 1, 3, we'll start there. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So if God calls us to do it, we can do it. I use that text. I felt that I was called to come up here and do this. And I was thinking, I don't know if I can do that. But according to His divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, there are things that in this world, we humans, many of us think that are unforgivable. And a lot of the circles that I ran in many years ago, child molestation was a horrible thing. And many think that is unforgivable. And how do you forgive something like that? I didn't even want to forgive something like that. My daughter was raped and molested when she was 7 years old. And for a very long time, all I could think about was getting even with the perpetrator. And when I first found out, I kind of snapped. I went to his house with my sawed-off shotgun. I remember going into his bedroom, and as he knelt at the head of his bed, I pulled the trigger. It was just a click, a misfire. I reloaded real quickly, and the second time, that gun misfired. Another click. The only time that gun ever misfired, I played with that little shotgun a lot of times, and I never had a problem with it. So I continued to drink and use to escape the pain. I was in my addiction back then, and I was consumed with thinking of ways to kill him without getting caught. Because now it was premeditated, and I really didn't want to get caught. Eventually, I ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous. And one of the things that I learned was that if I didn't let go of resentment, I would end up drinking again. And I did horrible things when I was drinking, and I didn't ever want to do that again. So there was a chink in the willingness And one of my daily prayers back then was, Lord, give me the willingness to be willing to forgive. And I prayed that every day. For how long, I don't remember. But eventually, I was no longer thinking about getting even. One of the things that I remembered from my growing up, and vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And we tried the reconciliation thing, but I couldn't forget. And I certainly wasn't going to allow him to babysit anyone. He did eventually say he was sorry, but I couldn't trust him. And when he moved away to Utah, I was pretty thankful. I didn't have to see him anymore and have that constant reminder. And then after some years, he was arrested again for child porn. So I don't know how much he has changed. But I've changed a lot. And I am so thankful for that. I no longer think about this, you know, what happened. It comes up from time to time. Especially when I think about forgiveness or when I'm going to do a sermon or... Sometimes when I talk to my daughter, I remember, but I no longer have the malice in my heart that I had. I've got many other things to live for, many other things to think of. I told some people that my sermon was going to be short, and if you all came to hear a long sermon, forgive me, because this is it. Thank you.